On the dusty road to Golgotha, the musical stage was being set up. Lights, the Friday ninth hour of Jerusalem's sun. Cameras, the beating eyes of expectant mass murderers and sympathizers. Action. Had begun. Wailings and weepings, sorrows and screams impregnating the air like a sustained four-note chord. Do you hear it? And do you remember the overture that ushered in this musical piece when Roman whips flayed his bleeding back? One, two, 3, 4, 39, the time signature was formed, and the tempo of the beat was set, a soundtrack of flesh, bones, and cries as skin gave into the cruel spikes and rugged stones from Roman whips, and every thought of his gasping for breath, and every breath feeling like the last note. Do you hear the screeching sound from the base of a wooden tree dragged along harsh ground? Spittings and scorns became the metronome for his footsteps. And as he carried this cross, the splinters punctured his shoulders and the thorns intruded his temples. Sure, he remembered the temple, where he overturned tables and whipped the livestock. Now they would overthrow his temple on a cross and whip him to scorn. Hammers and nails took the place of drumsticks, playing beats and rhythms as nail kissed wood. The orchestra is beaming louder. Bows and sticks stroked his hamstrings like the violin. He was stretched across like an accordion, slammed on wood like cymbals as blood and water danced to the tune punctured by spare. I'll spare you the details. And the people continued the chorus of "Crucify Him," where the lyrics once were, "Hosanna in the highest." And soon they were accompanied by a symphony of thunderclaps from a pregnant sky, a cadence of strong wind harmonizing with the pitch of the sky. He gave his last breath. It is finished. It is finished. The final lyrics to this masterpiece. And with a grand closing, the ground tore open. Vibrations giving their final baseline to the earth as the earth began its drum roll and quaked the foundations of Jerusalem. Treble clefts from the cliffs of Calvary caused walls to tremble, caused trouble in the temple as veil met access, as division greeted inclusion, as separation welcomed reconciliation, as heaven kissed earth, as God met man and man saw God. And God, who conducted this musical piece with his conducting baton, a baton of grace and prophecy that weaved lineages and events into the tapestry of salvation, where his wrath will be swallowed in his son completely, where we now stand. There was silence. Life met death. Temple met grave. And after three bars of musical rest, a resounding rumble ensued as sunlight found its way into the grave, a stone rolled away. And at sunrise, the sun rose. His death brought life for all. This is gospel. G-O-S-P-E-L. God's own son provides everlasting life. Have you heard this sound? Have you heard the first ever gospel music. Well, this is it.